Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm Delta Work, and it's time for Very Delta. Adore Delano is here, but first, do you want to see me go off? Because I think you want to see me go off.
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Are you a lady like me? Introspective, beautiful. Oh, are you intellectual like me? Beguiled by a bargain? You like wild times? Oh, like me? Are you serving the community like me? Well, if you are, then you must be Very Delta.
I'm Delta Work, and this is Very Delta, a luxury public access podcast and YouTube talk show where I look gorgeous, speak extemporaneously, and invite fascinating people to sit on the couch and get Very Delta. Very Delta is for the woman who treats her elbows to milk-soaked cotton balls that are rich in cream and lactic acid. But first, let's get into some things that are Very Delta. Oh, you mean Beverly D'Angelo and Coal Miner's Daughter? Oh, I wasn't doing that. I was doing Sissy Spacek in Coal Miner's Daughter. Are you talking about the iconic scene, the dialogue with Sissy Spacek in Coal Miner's Daughter? Do, that's my husband, he get to acting horny. And the more I laugh, the hornier he'll get. He'll say, Loretti, spread me up one of them bologna sandwiches. I already did. Oh, you mean the monologue. It's Pride season, and I think it's time we talk about flushable wipes. You know, the number one thing that you want to do after you have a bowel movement, of course, is to use a bidet, but you don't always have that option. And if you don't have that option, of course, you can use a flushable wipe. Lots of brands have them. You can get Charmin, you can get Dude Wipes, you can get the Up and Up brand from Target, there's an Equate brand from Walmart. There's a ton of different ones. You can carry them in like a full reusable box, right? So you just like refillable. You can keep them in a refillable box, something stylish, or you can just open up that bag of refilled ones and just pull them out as you need. It's kind of like whatever your style is. If you don't have a small snappable carry case for them, you can keep them in your Luar purse. You can really keep them wherever. They're for on the go. I don't quite understand why they're called flushable when on the package it says like not safe to flush. But listen, I'm not putting them in a trash bin or a waste basket in the bathroom. That's just not going to happen. Even if they come out like with no debris on them, they are going to be flushed. I'm a renter. That's on you. Like, sorry about it. I'm not responsible for the septic tank. I mean, yes, I'm sure it's like for some reason I'm responsible for the ozone layer with this, but you know, I'm separated enough from it that I can just blame it on someone else. But for now, you know, I feel like I love, I feel like I really do not just love, but require a flushable wipe in my life, whether it is to as the final step in visiting the bathroom and going number two, Or really just like to clean up an area, clean your hands. If there's not, you know, sometimes you go to like a public restroom and you can tell like washing your hands in the sink is going to be gross enough. It's like not, it's going to be worse than not washing your hands. If you have your own wipes, you can do that. And I call them wipes. Some people say wipes. I don't know why there's not sort of like an industry standard for these. I can tell you the ones that I love. I can tell you the ones that I'll tolerate. And I can tell you the ones that I would rather just walk around with a shitty ass than use. Number one, the GOAT for me, the greatest of all time, is the Target Up and Up brand. They come in like a pack of two with like the resealable opening, that like the snap thing. I love those. I love the way that they come out. I love the amount of like wetness there is in them. They're not saturated, but they're not dry. I really like when I go on a Target run and they have the boxes of them that have the two packs, right? But it's like two, four, six, eight, 10, 12. I don't know. They're packs of two, and there's probably three. There's like six packs of two, whatever that is. I told you I'm not good at math. Anyway, that's the box. That's a better deal. I don't have to go get them as many times. Those are wonderful. Middle of the road, I am going to use the Equate ones from Walmart. I think they're fine. The problem with those, it's a problem that happens with all of them across the board, but it really happens with those ones, is when you go to take one out, they rip. Like, not because they're too thin, but because they're so densely packed and because they've been, you know, in like a shipping container or whatever. So it's, you have to like, you have to kind of finger it a little bit to get that out. And then you start to like loosen it and then you get one, right? And then you can use that one and then you decide if you need another one. Nice saturation, feels good on your butt, not a problem. The other issue that happens with this one specifically, though, is when you go to take one out, a chunk of them comes out. So then you have to decide, like, am I wiping my ass 17 times with this, or am I going to try to take it and sort of reposition it back in the opening that it came from so that somebody else can use it? But then you realize you've just put your hands all over those wipes and you haven't washed your hands. But they are kind of clean because you could maybe take one out and you could clean your hands and then put them back in there. But someone's going to know, like the next person that goes to wipe their ass is going to realize you just fingered the hole where those wipes came from. Not that the hole that the wipes went into or around. You're not supposed to put them in you, you see. It's like for the outside. But, you know, I'm not opposed. Like, you can put, actually, you can get the wipe and you can sort of position some of it on your finger so you can give a little like, woo, like that, right? To make sure you're extra clean. But listen, I mean, I don't know about you all, but we've talked about ghost shits before. And you know what else? Ghost shits. Do you know what a ghost shit is? I just don't, there's nothing residual. I mean, I really mean that. Like, if you were to look in my rectum, there would be no residual. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's good or bad, but usually on the wet wipe, there's not even like anything there. It's just for good measure and freshness. I like that sort of white flower lily sort of smell, right? Like people will say like, oh, kiss my lily white ass. My ass isn't lily white. Like it's I don't get a lot of sun on my ass, so it's more light peach in color, I would say. It's not really brown, like it's more like light peach. And but I don't mind it being scented, right? Like when I put lotion on my body, I put lotion on my ass cheeks as well. And they're scent to that. So they're scent to the wipe as well. So I like that freshness. Some people don't. You can get unscented ones. That's going to be fine too. But those, they for some reason, they stick together. Now, the one that I really fucking have no time for is a Charmin wipe. I'm just telling you right now, during the pandemic, it was hard to get toilet paper wipes, alcohol wipes, all those different things. So whenever any brand came out, it was like, I'm getting that, right? If you had to get like one ply gross toilet paper, you were like, well, it's something. So we all went through that. We get it. We have our preferences, but we also have like, when push comes to shove, you still have to wipe your ass, right? Well, you don't have to, but it's I prefer that you do, and I think the world prefers that you do. But the wipes that I just can't stand are those Charmin wipes. Something about them, it's like they're wet. They're not sopping wet. I think that they are wet enough. That's not the problem with them. The problem is they're just too thick to do anything. They're kind of like a saturated inter-office envelope. Like that's what you know, the envelope that has the little thing here, and then you do a figure eight to hold it in place, and then you drop it in the bin and somebody carries it on and signs off. That's a Charmin wipe. That's what it feels like. They're so thick and so hard that it's like literally wiping your ass with a piece of pressed, well, it is pressed paper, I guess, but this is next level. It's just not good. I'm gonna use it if that's all there is. I have used it when that's all there is, but it's not great. And why the price discrepancy with all of them when they're all about the same thing? I don't need like a 4-pack to be, I don't know, $6.39 when then another 4-pack is like $4.49, and they technically do the same thing. It's like a give and take, really. When you get past those up and up ones and you get down to the mediocre and then the mediocre and the horrible each have a positive and a negative. The positive to the Charmin is they're never going to stick together. They are going to come out one at a time, like a Pringle for your ass. That's going to be great. But they don't feel great on your skin. The others, the up and up, they feel very similar to the ones from Walmart. The problem is that, no, the Equate ones, those mediocre ones, feel very similar to the ones from Target, but they all stick together. So you're constantly wasting the ones that you take out because, you know, you could be in the bathroom and you're like, okay, my ass is clean. Like my groin, if you need them for your groin is clean or freshened. What am I going to do with the rest of these? Maybe clean the baseboards in front of me or like make sure that the rim of the toilet doesn't have any like sprinkles on it. Or I don't know what you're going to do with it, but there's like too many butt wipes for one number two session. Now, there is something else that floats around sometimes that I'm so confused about, and that's a dude wipe. The dude wipe came out and I think was supposed to somehow speak to people who have like hyper masculinity, toxic masculinity issues. I that's what I get from it for a couple of reasons. First of all, the packaging is black and blue. So it says to you straight up, like, we mean business. Cleaning your ass is not, it's not gay. You got to have a dude wipe. Use this dude wipe, and when you touch your hole, it's more medical than anything. It's not flowery. It's not for, you're not a girl. Use a dude wipe. And why? Like, why can't you, why is cleaning your ass, like, why is there a binary for that? Like, why, I'm so lost as to why the dude wipe is necessary. Because listen, I've heard of this thing that a lot of dudes, toxic masculine dudes who are afraid to touch their asshole because they think it's so gay or something. That's really somewhere else. These are the same kind of, you know, toxic masculine people who are afraid to go get a pedicure because that's so gay. Oh, so having an ingrown toenail is more masculine? Like, I'm so lost. And also, whoever made the dude wipes, who decided that the dude wipes, in theory, in their original packaging, had to be bigger than a regular flushable wipe? Is this to suggest that men have a bigger asshole? Like, in general, like they have more space to cover? I don't think the area that's producing the number two is going to technically be that much bigger than somewhere else. So a bigger mess is going to be made. So there's no need for this dude wipe. Also, why does the dude wipe then, if we're going to be so like toxic and afraid, why can't the dude wipe then smell like cool water or something? Why does it have to be unscented. I want to smell pine and resin and cool waters and a brook. Not a brook like a lady, but like, you know, a babbling brook. Why can't it smell like alpine? If you're so masculine and you're so worried about it, wouldn't you want it to smell decent? I've heard that there's a movement of straight men. Maybe it's happened forever, but I've heard that there's a thing where a lot of cis straight men do not like to clean their ass. Like they don't like to open their ass cheeks in the shower. Come on. Don't you open your armpit in the shower? Don't you scrub between your toes? Don't you make sure that your shins are clean? And you can't clean your ass? Your asshole? Like gooch, like you just have gooch grease? I've heard of people, they put like, these guys put like toilet paper in their ass, like in their underwear or something to catch the gooch grease. Big Dipper told me this. Not, he doesn't do it, but he's told me that he's heard of this. Maybe it's on the sloppy pod. I don't know. They talk about everything, but I'm talking about what I heard from Big Dipper about this phenomenon. And these are people who are afraid of flushable wipes. Don't be afraid of flushable wipes. I get it. If you own your home and you have a septic system and it's a problem and whatever, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe stop owning your own home. Maybe start renting. And that way you can be sure that your ass is clean. And as soon as those wipes are used, you get rid of them. That's what I say. Use flushable wipes on your ass Pride Month and every month of the year. Do you want to see me take a break? Because I think you want to see me take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies.
I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
The new Star series Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is. You won't be able to look away as you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. Can you imagine setting your son up to seduce a king? Girl, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen as I watched this historical psychodrama unfold. The show is full of wit, scandal, and action in a genre-bending story that is as sexy and audacious as it gets. You need to check it out. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and on the Stars app. Please welcome the People's Princess, Adore Delano.
What's up?
You are the People's Princess. The People's Queen, but the People's Princess.
I like to think of myself like that.
Like a, Princess Diana.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, not the tragic ending.
No.
Never
you're
that.
Past that. You just got this fresh perm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did.
I can smell it from here. It smells good.
It smells like Tresemme.
Uh-huh. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la-ing up and down these streets of Lake Christian Boulevard.
Do you ever have an Adore Milano? Would you? Have you ever had one?
I've had a Milano. Uh-huh. I think like a while ago, but mm-hmm. I'm not really a sweet girl.
No, I'm a
savory, salty, olives, ooh, pickles. I love a salty, spicy pickle, like a Dave's Devil Spit Pickle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yummy.
Okay, so if we're driving from here to Vegas, mm-hmm. we're going to get on the 210, mm-hmm. then what, the 215 or the 215? I don't know what it is.
Something like
but
that.
But I like to stop a couple of times.
Yeah.
For snacks, for water, for whatever.
For the alien beef jerky.
Hell yes. Yeah. What kind of alien beef jerky are you going to get?
Well, I'm vegetarian for seven years now.
They have vegan options as well.
You also could buy like invisible beef jerky there. They sell air packets. They do. And people actually buy it.
Stop it.
I swear to God, you can buy like fake, like just air packets of like invisible beef jerky. Only you can see it. Yeah.
And only you can taste it.
Only you can taste it.
Would you get like a dried fruit maybe?
No. If I'm gonna get fruit, I'm gonna go all out.
Fresh fruit.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a mango. I love mangoes, but I was allergic to mangoes when I was a kid and my lips used to swell, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
I was like, bitch, pumped.
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking pumped. But then I grew out of it when I was like 14, but I love a mango. I love a blueberry. I'm a fruit girl.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of like sugary vibes that
do. You like to put stuff on it? Do you put like
tahine?
Yeah. Or salt or something?
Mm-hmm. Chamoy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm that type of girl.
My mouth starts to like salivate when I think of that.
Same.
Yeah. We were on the way to Vegas last year and there was, we stopped at one of those places where it's like a huge rest stop of bathrooms.
Yeah.
Right? And there was one dude out there chopping fruit in a little stand and people were fucking lined up. And I was like, I don't care what he's charging. And I hope he's charging out the ass on the side of the road in the middle of the desert. And he was.
Yeah.
But it's like one of those things where there's nothing as refreshing as that.
Mm.
Especially when it's hot out. You know what I mean?
So good and refreshing. And then you kind of balance it out with the salty. Mm-hmm. So you're still kind of dehydrated. Was it the Pee Wee Herman rest stop? Like with the dinosaur?
No, but okay. I do like that. Me I do too. Like that.
Me too.
Yeah, I do like that. What fragrance are you wearing right now?
Right now?
I can smell something.
Well, I like to mix my fragrance. Yep. I'm very bisexual there. I never think binary ever. It's always like mixing stuff. I'm a big Tom Ford white suede girl.
Okay.
I like the leathery vanilla
notes. I've never smelled that.
Oh my gosh. It's the most like ambiguous, kind of like androgynous smell because it has the vanilla notes, but the top note is just pure leather. It's like, wow. But I mix it with a bright crystal by.
I know that.
Yes. Who makes it?
Versace.
Versace. That was my first drag fragrance. So that's just kind of a nostalgic throwback. But I like to do some like masculine undertones.
That's what the balance is then, because mm-hmm. I'm smelling something that I've not smelled before, mm-hmm. and that must be what it is.
I love to trick a bitch. Yeah. I'm really good with guessing people's fragrances in the meet and greets though too. After my nose job, I can smell everything. It's crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do to the? Did they do something to the inside to make it more?
Yeah, they fixed my deviated septum, mm-hmm. so I can smell more on my left side better. So the balance is just perfect now. So I can just smell a bitch from a mile away. I'm like, are you wearing fucking Tommy Girl? Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
What year is this?
Well, and it is easy. Easier, I feel like, for us to recognize the nostalgic fragrances, right? So like if a bitch has on Love Spell, you know it's happening.
Forever Romance.
You know it. You know it. Tommy Girl. But what was the other one? The Paris Hilton in the pink bottle.
Oh, just the original Paris Hilton.
Yeah, you know it.
She also ate with her male fragrances as well. She had the blue original Paris Hilton cologne was so
good.
It was invented for gay people.
Yeah.
I still smell it at the gay clubs. I'm like, you're still rocking the 2004. Yeah.
And I always remember like a 90s Jean-Paul Gaultier La Male, like with the body shape bottle. You can smell it, you know it.
And inspired so many shapes of bottles, like Nicki Minaj's bottle, super. Mm-hmm. Or like they also have, I think Burberry has a, do they have a, one of them.
A similar bottle.
Yeah, the bottles.
You know what I just discovered? Shakira Dance.
Ooh.
And it's a body as well. Yeah. She has like a bunch of fragrances. You know, I think a lot of singers, especially pop singers, will brand a few fragrances and a lot of them I think are sort of gourmand and something with whipped cream in it.
Always.
And fruit, because it's I think it's a broad reach. A lot of people like that.
Right.
Whereas what you're saying so specifically, and this isn't putting anyone else down, it's sophisticated.
Yes.
It's a sophisticated fragrance. You like it to be specific to you.
Very specific.
Kylie does, Sonique does the same thing.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah, she'll have four or five bottles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because no one's going to smell like you.
She always says that.
And my favorite is in the meet and greet, it's like, what are you wearing? And I'll only name one of the fragrances that I'm wearing so they can never really smell. I'm like, you're not going to get the white. way. Well, they will now, but I'm always like mixing it with like a more masculine top note, but then I'll hook them with a good old like hooker pussy.
Yeah.
You know? Just
see, now you have to throw away those bottles because now everyone's going to know.
Oh, God damn it.
You're a rock star. You said you were going to be a rock star. You, well, I don't want to say that you became a rock star. You've always been a rock star.
Yeah, it was always in my core.
You're just now fully working as the rock star.
It's insane.
You get to see the world, but what, like, you know, they say you can take the girl out of Azusa, but what part of Azusa is still in the girl?
Oh my gosh, it just came out this weekend.
Yeah, like what happened?
Like, I've been like really in a cocooning phase right now, just super monarch butterflying it up, just like figuring out, because I'm going on 8 months sober of everything right now. So I'm just kind of like, you know, letting my feelings feel, but I like forced myself to go out on Sunday for like on the strip of WeHo, like during like Pride. And Azusa came out. Some girl was like, "Adore, can I take a picture?" I'm like, "Sure." So I took a picture, and her friend like kind of like had his elbow, and he was pushing me, like get away. And I said, "Bitch, watch your elbows." And I was like, "Oh, like it's like something in me is always ready to scrap with the bitch." I think that's why I got my perm.
Yeah,
because it's just ready to throw up really quick. She's lightweight. And if you pull on her, I probably won't feel her under all this mousse.
So, yeah, But why? I don't know why people are like that. Like,
I don't get it. It's always the friend that's like, "I don't know who you are." And I'm like, "I don't fucking care. I don't know who I am right now."
Yeah.
Like, I woke up this morning flossing my teeth like, "Bitch, who are you today?" Very much so Mulan, you know?
My reflection. It's weird because you're not the one that's throwing it out there. Like, if somebody comes to you and as long as I've known you, like, I know from my heart of hearts, you're still so excited when somebody wants to say something nice to you. You're present. You appreciate it. But then other people kind of throw it on like, "Oh, who does this bitch think she is?"
Yeah.
And you're like, "I didn't say anything like that."
Right.
I was ready to take the picture. I wanted to go like hang out. Like, I'm so grateful that you know me or I resonate with you.
Grateful is the exact word. And the reason why I said that Azusa came out is because my mom instilled into me. Because in high school, I came out like as trans. And I told my mom, like, "I am completely going to be wearing full makeup. I'm living my life as a girl." My mom's like, "Well, you need a box. Because you're growing up in a hood where like, or in a neighborhood where people are not understanding that. There wasn't even like verbiage for that. Like there was no vocabulary. So I had to learn how to fight growing up in a house full of boys and a lesbian sister. And it's like, they toughed me up real quick. And I always had the problem with I always enter a room with kindness first and being super grateful. But you always have to check bitches to be like, you can't take kindness for weakness. And it's such a bumper sticker thing to say, but that's something that my mom instilled into me, like, don't let them take advantage of the little bubbly angel shit, because they will. And you have to learn how to like defend yourself if you ever get into that predicament. And that's what I was just came out a little bit. But I was like, roll it back, bitch. You're going home to order some pizza. Like chill out.
Yeah. Now, if we went, I don't know if you went to any beauty supply specifically in Azusa, but I mean that we are suburb girls anyway.
Yes.
And so anything from Azusa to Long Beach to Riverside and anywhere in between there, we know that a good strip mall is going to have a Chinese food place.
Yes.
There's going to be a beauty supply. There's going to be an Adriana's Insurance. Right? And there's going to be a smoke shop.
And a cash checking place.
And a exactly.
Right by the donut shop.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or in the donut shop. If you go to a strip mall beauty supply, are there any products in there that you think that you would still get or you still like to use?
Totally. Lashes. I always go to a beauty supply store for lashes, bottom lashes, if I'm doing like a Pride event or something, a big stage event. I mean, hair pieces, if I want to braid, those cheap little like, they're not like, they're one use. They're like $3.99 in a pack. They're not like even close to your color, but you know, the sun's going down when you go out. So it's like, you can braid those in. So they have good products like that. But mostly just lashes and lash glue now.
The lash game is so crazy now. Like, I feel like it really developed from like queens that were like chopping their own lashes and stacking them together. Cause now you see shit that is like, I mean, I feel like the lashes I have on right now they're big for me, but they're small in comparison to some of the shit that I see.
And you can buy them on Amazon now, like custom
like
lashes.
Like plates of them.
Like mink custom eyelashes on Amazon. I'm like, you know what we had to do to even get half of this shit.
Right.
Like, I had to, like, and I would use them for a good month to get pink eye in my fucking eye and just say somebody farted in my eye.
Right.
But it was really because...
somebody farted in your eyes.
Somebody farted on my pillow.
Yeah.
Left me a nice little present. No, but to remember them by. But no, I always look at that and I'm like, you girls have it so easy. Like, and I even grew up where I was, it was even easier for me for like the girls that came before me. And I remember them saying in the dressing rooms, like, bitch, we could not buy a hair like that. Or we had to like make our own. Like, and it's like, I understand that now with the new gremlins coming up behind me.
And like, I love it. I love it. I take part in all of it. I mean, if I get bored, I'll just go to like the beauty supply and I'm like, I think I need all these lashes. And then I'll put them on. I'm like, those are so fucked. I can't use that. But they're fun to play in, right? Like, lip liners, all of it.
All of it is trial and error. And you never grow out of it. You're never too, like, old enough to play around and play with different colors. Like, even the other, like, I was on tour and I was like, you know, I want to be blonde and I want to bleach my eyebrows because the kids are doing it.
Yeah.
I looked like a crazy alien, but... listen, it was fun to do.
Yeah.
I know not to really do that on a full world tour again when I'm like getting interviewed by actual magazines and shit, because the picture's like, oh, bitch, like you got a forehead.
But you have to try it.
You got to try it out. You're never too old to experiment and play with the kids.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are back with the one and only Adore Delano. Now, listen, I have to tell you, I'm sitting on a secret. I think we all have. I feel like every year, every season seems to come sooner and sooner, right?
Yes.
So, like, I always gauge that that Halloween is going to be on the shelves by August. I just found out that Bath & Body Works will be releasing their Halloween collection at the end of this month. Goodbye.
What is going on?
But I'm on board.
Are you?
I'm on board. Do you not love Halloween in that way?
Oh, Halloween is my girl.
But you don't need all the retail that soon.
I just already have anxiety.
I know.
And I feel like June just happened last week.
Yeah.
And I'm already like, wow, we're already like, because I count it like in my sobriety months. And I'm like, we're already going on 8 months. Like, what's going on? But I'm here for it. But it's like, time is going by so fast already that I'm like, wow, I really am. I'm getting older in the sense of like when my mom used to say, oh, after 30, like the time just flies. And I'm like, yeah, right. But now I'm like, wow, January was like my dyslexia is acting up. I thought it was January. It's June.
Oh. I think they do have actually a scent that they bring out every year that reminds me of you, and it's called Ghoul Friend, and it's slightly Bratz a little bit.
I like that.
It's so, and it's pink. It's like hot pink in a black container.
Meow.
It's cute. It's super cute.
It's like Monster High Bratz.
Yeah, yeah. Very, it's very that.
I like that, verging the edge of like pussy power, but like ghoulness.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Like you're shocked by her, but you're not that scared of her.
No.
She's sweet.
You went to school with her.
She'll hold your hand through the haunted house.
Yes. And she'll probably fight for you in school if somebody's making fun of you.
I love it. How many Budweiser blouses do you own?
Wait, that's a good question, because you know what's crazy? Is I sold the original Budweiser bikini was Sonique's.
Okay.
So before, I was supposed to get on season 5 of Drag Race, but I had no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, you need to cook up for a bit and get your wardrobe up. And season 6, I still had no clothes. Sonique showed up to my place with 3 bags of trash bags of drag.
And said, just do it.
And said, do it. And then the Budweiser bikini came out of there and it became super iconic. And I sold it at DragCon. And then I bought a new one. And I just bought a new one because I ripped the other one.
Okay.
So I would say like four tops of like vintage Budweiser tops. Uh-huh. And then like three bikinis. Yeah.
And do you go to the same place for them? Or do
no.
they, like, is it an Amazon or is it custom?
Through the years, they get cheaper and cheaper, which yeah. is cool. So yeah. now you can just get them on, like, this website for, like, $24. Back in the day, I had to spend, like, almost $100 for it. Because it uh-huh. was, like, it was lined. But this one's just, like, the same quality. I'm going to rip it anyway. I'm not going
right.
to, you know, I'm kind of frugal. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know.
Do you remember back in the day, people would have, like Marlboro would be, like, get points and then we'll send you stuff. Like, we'll send you a cozy or... I wonder if they had bikinis back then. I know they had shirts, of course.
Camel used to do that.
Camel
too.
Did it. Remember when they would come to the club and they would
yes!
be like, give me your ID, we'll give you four packs of cigarettes.
They would do
it. Just unlocked right now in my brain.
Even I think at VIP in Riverside.
Always at VIP.
They would be handing out like in the parking lots, like not brochures, but like flyers for Camel packs. And I was like, this is punk.
Yeah.
Like
and they would
shit.
Bring sometimes, they would have like a thing and they would bring out a few packs.
Yes.
They would give them to you. It's just, they were like, just give me your ID.
Yeah.
Dang. That was like, probably like not legal. I don't know.
Now they're probably doing it with vapes.
They probably do it with vapes.
They probably are.
Yeah. Have you ever used a vape?
Yes, sadly.
You don't like it? Is it gross or no?
Well, I vape from time to time when I'm working and stuff, but it's my last vice. I stopped smoking cigarettes, weed, and alcohol. So it's mm-hmm. like, it's kind of the last thing when I'm like gossiping or if I'm like, you know, backstage with the girlies.
It's such a social thing.
It's
yeah.
such a social thing, but I try to stick to the non-nicotine ones, but then the nicotine just pulls me back in.
Right.
There's just something about it.
Something.
Just something.
You can't leave.
I can't leave. I'm an addict. Thanks, Dad.
What do you think about when we are just going to be in the June gloom or the no sky July? Mm-hmm. We're sitting around quietly and we get a phone call that says, we want Team Deltano on All Stars.
Are you?
You have to come as a team or we can't have you.
Well, I would have to call you first and see how you... Wait, isn't that season one?
That's us, Deltano.
Yeah, but the do they do the group still?
No, they're going to start.
Oh, this is theoretically speaking.
Because I think, you know, people always say, they're like, when is there going to be like the bad girls? Like the bad, bad girls.
Like the boogers or like the evil ones?
No, like the bad bitches or the mouthy bitches or the bitches that are on the wrong side of the street. Like those girls. I think people want to see it. But the problem with it is, they're all friends.
They're all friends.
They're all friends.
You're going to have to put it up. Well, the girls are fighting right now, but we won't talk about that. But I don't know. Was that like a real question? Because I have a real answer.
I'm just saying in a fantasy world, would we do that? Like, what would we do? Like, if we had to? Who would we be?
We would fuck it up. Are you kidding me? I feel like we would do like cohesive. Maybe like, I would like to do like a Barbarella inspired look.
Yeah.
I would like that vibe. Something Jane Fonda-y from the 70s, you know.
Faster Pussycat Kill.
Are you
Tura.
Fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to do it then. Yeah.
We have to.
We're going to have to slit some fucking throats and crush some skulls.
Like not even in the theme of what they ask. We're like, no, your theme is that, but our theme this week is this.
Even for the promos, if they asked for gold, we're coming in with green.
Right.
We're going to just.
It's green.
Fuck you all. You asked for this. Yeah. So yeah, I would say we're going to kill that.
I think we would kill that.
Crush some skulls.
Yeah. I like it. I can't stop looking at your perm.
I know. Isn't it so permy?
It is permy. Do you think they still sell Salon Selectives? Do you remember Salon Selectives?
I think so.
It was like in a pink bottle.
I think so. I don't know. I grew up in a hair salon, which is weird.
Right.
My mom's a nail technician for 16 years, so I grew up around all of that. So maybe that's where that's hitting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's where I get most of my raunchy humor, hearing all those stories.
Yeah. There's something special about being in the... My aunt had a hair salon, and she always called it the shop. Like, oh, I'll be at the shop today.
The shop.
The shop, right?
Yes.
And I remember spending all my summers in the shop, and like... that's when, like, this is in the 80s, and she would just started to bring in nail techs who were doing, there was only acrylic. There was no such thing as dip or gel. Like, that wasn't a thing. And so it was constantly, do you remember the spray that you would put on? They would be like, oh, I'm going to dry your nails. Bitch, that doesn't dry your nails. It does not.
It's just an extra thing for a little tip.
Right. Like, but now you're like, you just put your nail under there and they're like, it's totally dry. And you're like slamming your nails in the car door.
I got my nails done the other day and I was blown away because my mom, like I said, I grew up with my mom doing nails and how like tedious it was. My mom said, get your credit card out before I paint your nails because I'm not going to fucking redo them.
Right.
So I had my credit card out and ready. Like it was at the peak of my purse and everything. I was like, I'm not going to fuck up these nails. My mom taught me well. I grew up in this bitch. So I know how to play this.
Yeah.
So when I went in there, she's like, just put your hand under the UV light or whatever. And I was like, whatever.
This is not going to help.
It's not going to help. 30 fucking seconds. I could have beat a fucking bitch's ass across the street and nothing moved. She's like, 30 seconds. And I'm like, what type of, I feel like how my mom felt when the microwave came out. Like, that's the devil.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that dried that quick and I could scrap.
Well, I think what happens is it shatters your bones underneath your skin. There won't be any of that. But your nails will look good.
That's why I couldn't fully crunch my hair this morning.
Right. You couldn't sprunch it.
I couldn't sprunch it. My bones were shattered.
They are shattered underneath. Do you ever look at, OPI nail polish?
Yes. They have the best names.
The best names. They had I'm Not Really a Waitress Red. Come on, it's good.
Can I say a little?
Oh, say it all.
I'm going to give you some exclusive.
Okay, I'm ready.
My first record, Till Death Do Us Party,
uh-huh.
Most of the names on that album are from OPI.
Really?
Names. My address is Hollywood.
Oh my God, I love this.
There's a lot of names on there that my writer and I were going back and forth. And I'm like, where are these names coming from? She's like, OPI nail polish. I'm like, you can't do, she's like, yeah, like just, or we would inspire, change it a little bit.
Yeah.
They were inspired by the OPI nail colors. And even when I was getting my nails and I was looking at the colors underneath and I'm like, who the fuck names these?
So obviously, I mean, one of my favorite things to do is to eat in a restaurant. I mean, I would say my favorite thing is to eat, but it's specifically to eat in a restaurant.
It's an experience.
Yeah, I love it all, and I want a tip, and yes. I want all of that. But there's a place that we both know about that not. It's very specific.
Specific.
It's Pacific.
It's Pacific Islands.
And it's called Steak Corral.
Oh,
tell me.
I love Steak Corral.
You love it.
I really do. And I don't even eat steak anymore. And I went there maybe 2 or 3 years ago. There's one that they're rare to find now.
Yeah.
And my Theo Greg and my cousin Erica, they go every Sunday to Steak Corral.
Uh-huh.
And we went for his birthday, my mom and I. And I was like, the nostalgia.
Right, right.
We used to go all the time in the 90s. Like their cheese bread. Was it cheese garlic bread?
Yep.
And then the salad bar, you put the salad on top of the cheese bread and then make like a grilled cheese kind of salad vibe. I would get a grilled cheese, a pickle, because it comes with a pickle.
Comes with a pickle.
And then just slob of, I like Thousand Island sauce on my only there though. And then.
On your what?
On my salad. Thousand
on
Island.
Salad.
Yes.
Like a dessert salad? Because it's sweet, right?
Thousand Island? Yeah. They have like the best Thousand Island. When I ate meat, I would put all the bacon bits.
What Steak Corral are you going to?
Hello? You can order like a salad as soon as you get there. They give you the pink tray.
No, I know. But why are you eating Thousand Island?
Well, it's very Steak Corral. It's giving very nostalgic. I would get the cheese bread, the Thousand Island with the salad, and a grilled cheese with the pickle and fries.
But no meat?
No.
Even
then I would get burgers, but even when I ate burgers, I would peel the sides off so I can't see it.
Yeah. I will say that sometimes meat gives me osco a little bit. Like
osco.
It does. You know what I mean? Like just sometimes. And it's not that I don't eat it, but I've said this to other people before too. There's part of me that wants so bad to be like not even vegetarian. Like I want to be vegan for the actual ethical reasons that are behind it. And I'm trying to figure out like, when are you going to just jump on board? Like even the baby steps, when am I going to make the baby steps? You know what I mean?
I mean,
I love vegan dishes so much.
So
they're so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But we would never be able to go to State Corral again. We go to we've gone to the one in Whittier on Whittier. It's on Painter, maybe. No, it's not Painter. Washington. Slauson?
Probably. I'm trying to think of the one that we went to recently. It was like 2 years ago.
And they have the old wagon wheel kind of story outside.
And the pink trays that you get, the peach trays. And do you not like get their like little salad bar?
They have it right when you walk in. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking about that Thousand Island. I thought everyone's default was ranch.
Oh, well, I like ranch, but I don't know why.
Something about it.
Something about the Steak Corral Thousand Island just reminds me of the 90s. It was just like very much so. And I would just slather it on there.
Yeah.
And just like all the tomato and like the cucumber and the onion. And then like the bacon bits were just a vibe.
Oh, you know what though? As you're describing it, it kind of sounds like a version of a burger in a way.
Very burger.
It's a burger without eating the burger.
Very much so burger.
That's why that dressing makes sense to me now. I mean, I think I would like that.
I saw you talk about honey mustard the other day. How do you feel about BJ's honey mustard? I like it.
I like it, but I can only have it in certain things, like a tender kind of story.
Potato wedge. Yes.
I don't want it on a salad.
No, me either. No, mm-hmm. We don't do honey mustard on salads.
I do like, you know, BJ's is one of the only places that was carrying a Cubano sandwich. Not a lot of people have that.
What's that again?
Like a Cubano sandwich is like got pickles, mustard, Swiss cheese, ham.
My alley.
Yeah, it's like that. I mean, you could take the ham out of it, obviously, and still have some of the same ideas. They have it at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh,
yeah. Now there's options at Cheesecake Factory.
I can read that like a novel. Yeah. That whole menu. I'm like, oh, I love it. I used to get their chicken Caesar salad, mm-hmm. but one time my chicken was pink.
No, I can't.
And I can never do it again. I was like, wow, this is really a thigh.
Do you remember the Club Velvet in Orange County?
Yes.
Remember them? I had dinner there one time and the chicken had a ventricle inside of it.
Like, what's a ventricle?
Like a thing that goes to the heart. Like it was like, that's how raw it was. I could see it and I could see how the blood would travel.
That is fucking...
It's Osco, I'm telling you.
Osco Boots, the house.
Yeah.
Do you ever buy...
Yeah.
I would do that sometimes with McDonald's chicken nuggets when you'd bite and hit a nerve.
No, you're I'm like, not doing that.
Oh, that's when probably the vein was drained or something. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's only like 3 or 4 different shapes. Like that's, I'm good. Let's take a break. And we are back with my friend and our guest, the one and only Adore Delano. Isn't that weird when we're always like the one and only?
Yeah.
What did somebody say? They were announcing this girl and her name was like the one and only, never lonely.
Hey, that's party line talk.
It is, right?
It's like very.
Mm-hmm.
Press 3 if you want to chat. It's very
I bad. Love it. I like how come we don't have we could you should come up with your own party line.
I mean
you have obviously, but I mean
yeah.
I'm talking about like international party line.
That would be dope. You can call in for just 89 cents a minute and I would give you life advice.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Can I work there too?
Yeah.
I need a job, I'm telling you.
I mean, we're going on All Stars together as
Hello?
A duo.
We need to buy a wardrobe. We need to replicate these wardrobes.
Sonique will show up at our back door and drop off some bags for us.
I don't think, maybe there is a bikini for me as well.
I think there's a few bikinis for you in those bags.
I think there is.
Yeah.
We'll make it work. This is the part of the podcast where we answer sometimes questions. Sometimes people just make observations when they send in these letters.
I like that.
Right? So.
Read me, Delta!
Sometimes people give opinions, and you know how we feel about unsolicited opinions. It's like, bitch.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you if I look good.
Right.
And I always feel like when people ask, like, how do I look in this? You can tell by their tone that they want you to be nice about it.
Yes.
Right?
It's like you're in the mirror.
Right.
Do you really need me to tell you that you look nice?
Right. How do you feel about it?
How do you feel? It's like, oh, is my hair look good?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why do you have it on?
Right.
Do you have another option?
I'm not going to humiliate you. Dearest Delta and esteemed guest, may you share the first time you saw two men kiss each other in person. I always remember the first time I saw two men kiss each other in person. I was 12 and it was at my in my aunt's Nissan Sentra running errands when we drove past a Toyota corporate office in Torrance, California. It was in the afternoon and the sun was beginning to set. We had to place the mirror visors halfway down to block the sun. As we drove past the gay couple on the opposite side of traffic, the man in the passenger side leans into the driver's side and kisses the driver. Suddenly, my aunt screams, "There's two men kissing, two men kissing, two men kissing." She then does a dangerous U-turn to go back and watch. By the time we got around to the back, back to the scene, they were no longer there. We finished our errands, but my aunt's excitement will always stay with me in my thoughts. Love, Very Jose.
Aww.
That's cute. I don't think I remember.
I do.
You do? Tell me.
I like that. That brought a lot of memories
Tell
up.
Tell me.
So my mom used to take my brothers and I to Hollywood Boulevard. Uh-huh. And like we would drive through Santa Monica Boulevard in like the early 2000s. And I didn't know anything like that exists before then. And one time there was that we went, I don't remember. I was probably like 12. And my mom, we passed by and my brother was like, "Oh my God, there's two guys holding hands." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, we're not in Azusa anymore, Toto."
Right.
And then we turned down to Hollywood Boulevard. We got out to go to Ripley's Believe It or Not. And these two guys were kissing on the corner. And my brother said something really dumb and derogatory. Mm. And I was just like, wow, people just live free here. Like this is, and I was like, I am going to get out of Azusa and I'm going to make this place where I'm going to live.
Wow.
Like if this is what it takes, like I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this my backyard. So that was probably the first time, like not to get all like super like, you know, apple pie in the sky, but like,
no, it's a thing. It's a true feeling.
It was really powerful. I was like, holy shit. Like, dude, like I have to literally hide like the butterfly clip in my hair when I go to school. Like people are just kissing on the side of the, where they're selling hot dogs.
Right.
This is crazy.
We used to go, my friends in high school, it was like my friend Claudia, who everybody knew was a lesbian. Mm. And she was just very out front about it. And my friend Roland and Andrea and my friend Miko, like a lot of different people, we would go to, only one of us had a car, and that wasn't me. But we would drive to West Hollywood and we went to like, at the time was a coffee shop called Little Frida's. And it's now like, I think a nail shop.
Okay.
But this, the actual structure is still there. So when I drive by, I can look at it and I'm like, I can see Frida's. And back in the day, we would go there and we would get a coffee and it was like all lesbians in this coffee shop.
Oh, I love that.
And we felt so free. Yeah. Like we felt like we had like discovered something that we could only tell each other about.
Yes.
And then I remember we would just like go to like, I think maybe Drake's was a store. Mm. And there was like, there was a Video West, like there was just like porn shops and we would go in and look around and nobody would like sort of clock our age at that time. And then I remember at the back of Little Frida's, coffee shops and stores in WeHo used to have these things that held postcards that would like advertise movies or just different things. And we would get all of them and we were like, this was like our free like goodies. That
yeah.
And I remember we would be so quiet on the way home, all of us. Like
taking in the, it's almost like a hopeful feeling.
Yes.
It's like weird, like, wow, there's a place that you can just.
Yeah. And then, and it's so weird because as now, you know, being the age that I am, like driving past a lot of places that are no longer there, I can remember thinking like, in your mind, it's like Madonna, this used to be my playground or something, right? Because you're like, I remember like so-and-so being so drunk outside of there, or I can remember the first time I saw this, or the first time I got cruised, or like all of that. It is a feeling.
And a lot of the building structures are still there and there's something else, so the silhouette of it's still there.
Yes.
So you're kind of like transported in that time, but it's still not the same, so you're like, there's five stories there. There's two stories. I threw up right there.
Yes. And then when you try to tell some people, they're like, that was never there. And you're like,
oh no, we're fighting.
Where's somebody that's like at least 15 years of my age? Like they'll know. At least somebody.
Very much that.
Oh, this is for you to read.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Dearest Delta and guest. It's a lot, so you can just like pick through here.
Oh my gosh, I have an 8th grade reading level. Let's see.
Just pick through it.
Dearest Delta and guests, what is your favorite downtime activity when you have an entire weekend off? I imagine you standing... This is an observation part.
Is it?
I imagine you standing in front of your tall floor mirror near the entrance of your apartment. Sheila E. Glamorous, live playing loud on your iPhone speaker. Ooh, I love this. Paint a picture. Making sure there are no crimps in the back of your flat iron, middle parted, mid back length, jet black hair. You're wearing a vintage 90s starter Dallas Cowboys jacket off the shoulder.
This is it. I already know what this is.
Under the jacket, a white crystal baby fat emblem crop top, acid wash denim shorts, and blue denim scrap cork bottom platform shoes.
Yes.
Oh my God. You walk out of your apartment spraying Terry McGlare Angel before you get into your boyfriend's rose gold colored Cadillac Escalade. He drives you to the... What? I don't know what that is. A Pendleton store? What's that? Pendleton?
I don't know. Let me see.
Pendleton?
Let's see.
Is that like a...
Oh, it's a Pendleton's, like a Pendleton. That's what I'm thinking. It's just the way it's typed. Like a Pendleton, like a flannel kind of.
Yeah, like the cholos. Okay, let me see. To the Pendleton store in Lomita to pick up a specific Pendleton and the LA Dodgers colorway. Okay, after the Pendleton store, you both head to Portsacall Village and San Pedro, but not before you buy your favorite liquor store Michelada styrofoam prep cup and a 40-ounce Modelo Black to sip on the way there. Your boyfriend lets you be in charge of the music, so you decide to play SOS band Take Your Time. You decide to post a story on Instagram, making sure everyone sees your princess cut wedding ring over the Cadillac emblem on the dashboard, and immediately your homegirls DM you asking, where are you headed? Please share your favorite things to do on a free weekend. I don't know how to read.
Yeah, you do. It's just the way the font is.
La
Berge.
Oh my God.
This,
okay.
You know La Berge.
I do.
This is classic. I mean, Jose can paint a picture of shit. He whenever I post a picture of something, he'll describe who the girl is. And one time he was like, I could tell this girl works as a CNA at a strip mall medical office.
Yeah.
I could tell she brings her lunch in a repurposed Victoria's Secret bag. I could tell that she has more keychains than keys on her ring.
Yes.
And she clanks them around everywhere.
Yes.
He's like, I could tell that she listens to the Gap Band.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell that her son's name is Aiden and he's with his dad right now.
Homie's keychain.
Right. All
precious
of that.
Moments.
Uh-huh. She has we've had this discussion before with other people. Like, there's a difference between like a chola, a cha-cha, a veterana, a ruca. Like, there's just different levels of what they would wear.
Oh, for sure.
All hanging out together for sure, but at different parts of the party.
Yes.
Right?
And it's also almost unspoken respect.
Right.
Because
right.
It's like, you know, in different age groups, what the work they put in back in their day.
Right.
You also know, like, regardless of how they act at a barbecue or whatever, you have to have a certain level of respect for the veteranas or whatever.
Right.
And then like
you could tell who's like there as a girlfriend of somebody.
Uh-huh.
And
learning.
Sure. Learning.
She's learning the pecking order of things.
Because you can see some girls that are still rocking the socks with the little ball on the back.
Oh yeah.
And then also with just bangs, but then the hair slicked back.
Mm-hmm. Crunchy.
Crunchy. Mm-hmm. You can tell. Like, it's just a thing. Like, I know for me, like, I feel like I haven't smelled it as much as I used to, but there always used to be a three flowers smell around my family. And a lot of the men don't use it anymore.
I had an EP that I released 2 years ago, and one of my favorite songs I wrote is called Three Flowers.
Oh my God.
That, and no one gets it because of course.
Right.
But that smell is one of the top five smells from the 90s growing up that will forever be ingrained in my head. Morning for school with the brushes that had the back that you put the little black flat brushes.
Yep.
Put your hand in, take them to school, kind of comb your side part.
100%.
My mom would just slather that Three Flowers in our hair, spray a couple of sprays of Ooh La La.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
That's the when everyone has like pomades, I'm like, yeah, but there was an original pomade. Mm-hmm.
What about the hairnets?
Oh, hell yeah.
And my brothers would swear, I'm like, get that off of my head. Like
they would swear.
They would put them on and swear to God. They would just literally go outside. I'm like, you are 9 years old with your socks pulled up to your knees.
Right.
And a hairnet on. Right. Like, who are you banging? Like,
have you ever been mentioned on Fools Gone Wild?
No, it's Fools Gone Wild.
You don't know Fools Gone Wild?
No.
On Instagram?
No. Oh, yeah, I do. Dolores.
Yeah.
Dolores sends me.
She sends you that shit.
Yes, she
yeah.
does. Okay.
I'm waiting to know when someone we know is going to end up being mentioned on there.
I'm sure they have.
They had to have mentioned somebody.
At least three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dolores sends me all
those. It's so funny. It is so funny.
It's a vibe.
I love it.
It's nostalgic.
It is.
It really is.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Delta.
I say it every time I have like somebody that I've known forever, that it just blows by. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because every conversation, any conversation or question is never with friends ever really about that topic.
Yeah.
It's everything that surrounds that topic, mm-hmm. right? It always feels that way.
You're still one of my favorite girls to get ready with backstage as well. And I have some of the coolest memories with you. Just like, just stupid, funny ass shit.
Stupid shit.
No, just like funny ass humor. And it's just like, even when I was like up and coming, you made me feel so comfortable backstage.
Thanks.
Like just random talking shit. It was straight to the point. It was just fun. And you set like a cool environment for the new girls.
I love it.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Thank you all so much for listening and watching Very Delta. A special hello to everyone on YouTube. Please subscribe to Mom Podcast so you don't miss an episode. You can also search for Very Delta on all your podcast apps. We come out every Monday, and you can also see us here on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel. Send all your questions to readmedelta@gmail.com. You can, of course, follow me on Instagram. And where can everybody follow you?
Everything's at Adore Delano. TikTok, it's Adore Delano. But everything
that's where I catch you mostly these days, and I love it.
Oh, my God. I'm just live. Like, I'm on FaceTime with them.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I love that you can actually play music in the background and you don't get in trouble. You know what I mean?
I love that. I'm sick of playing my own shit on Instagram because I have to play my own music in order to not get flagged because I don't own the licensing to other music.
Right.
So it's just like, okay, we're playing this album again. But TikTok, right. You can play everything.
You can do it. You can also follow the show on Instagram and TikTok at Very Delta, because if you're not, you're really only getting half of the Delta. Join me next week right here. And until then, keep things Very Delta.
This episode of Very Delta was brought to you by Orange Diamond, the official emoji of the Very Delta show.
To listen to Very Delta one day early and ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcasts.plus. Very Delta is produced by Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom. Hosted by Delta Work and produced by Mark Jacobs. Engineered by Margo Padilla and editing by Doug Robertson. Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.